This is Frank Summers with Artima Developer. The following interview was recorded at JavaOne 2007.
I'm sitting here with Colin Gray, Senior Manager of Developer Marketing and America's Marketing of Business Objects, maker of Crystal Reports. Colin, a lot of developers work with enterprises that generate increasing amounts of data that management could find very useful in their operations. What are some of the new ways in which this data can be presented?
Thanks, Frank. One of the things that we're seeing a lot of traction on, especially over the last, say, year and a half for us, has been dashboards. So dashboards, if you're looking at BI as a category, you'll often find them under performance management. And I think the reason that dashboards have been taking off so much is they enable a customer to do exactly what you were saying. They enable a customer to take the large sort of amounts of data that are in the organization that have come as a result of running the business and look at it in a summary format. So they can take key performance indicators for that business and put it in front of executives that are trying to make decisions. So if I'm an executive and I need to, you know, run our inventory plant or inventory management, I could, as a developer, I could put a dashboard in front of this individual and enable them to look at all of the inventory management numbers and when things are falling off, what would happen. You can do some what if analysis as well with dashboards, so there's some interactivity. But the bottom line is that these key players in an organization get access to summary information in a format that's easy to read, very quick. They don't have to look through lots of pages of reports. They see a speedometer, it's in the red, they know they have a problem, and they can make a very quick reaction. Whereas if it's buried on page 4 of a report, it can easily be missed. So it's about taking those key pieces of data, putting them into a format that the user can say, oh, this is a problem, or everything's going well at a glance, and they can make very fast reactions within the organization. So, and I guess to follow up what we were talking about a little bit earlier, they're maybe classifying these into two categories. One is, how's the business running today? You know, do I have a problem today? And the other category might be, you know, what if I change this one key performance indicator a bit? Like if I increase the cost of our goods sold, or I increase the salary I'm paying my sales reps a bit, or I change the price, how is that going to impact our bottom line? And so some of the dashboards today will enable the users to interact with those variables and to change the key element and then see what the result is on the dashboard. You know.
What is the difference between the kind of dashboards that you described and reports and data mining? To rephrase this question, how would a manager know what parameters to change in order to get the desired effect of the business?
Okay. So that, and a manager might need some help from, you know, someone that's on the database side, someone that understands the data relationships, right? So typically, the manager is involved in providing feedback on what the key performance indicators are, but most managers don't typically understand the underlying relationships between the data. So the data analyst or the database manager, the application project lead, those guys are the guys that would be more involved in trying to nurse out the relationships, but then with feedback from the manager, make sure that, you know, the key performance indicators are actually showing up in the dashboard and are provided in a manner that are going to help him or her make a decision.
How does Crystal Report enable the creation of the dashboards that you just described?
Well, in fact, I would not put Crystal Reports into a category of being a dashboard product. Crystal Reports is a production reporting tool. So it's very strong at accessing any kind of data source that you have, very good at being integrated into applications that exist, And there are lots of different formats that you can build out the resulting data set in with Crystal Reports and try and make it summary sort of style data. So some people might consider Crystal Reports as being like a dashboard product. And I guess in some respects it is, because you are able to do that. But there are other sort of business intelligence tools out there that are specifically for dashboards that developers can take advantage of. And the visualization tools that they have as, like, maybe I can call them widgets, to pull onto the design environment are much more, there's a broader set, you know, like we were talking about the speedometer. Crystal Reports does have a speedometer, but when you get into elaborate bubble charts and matrices with hierarchies and intricate mapping where, you know, colors are switching as you change the dials and that interactivity that we were talking about before, that's a different kind of design tool. You know, it is a dashboard design tool as opposed to a production reporting tool. Does that make sense?
You also mentioned about your developer programs and then.
So to help developers kind of understand the differences between when you'd want to use a reporting tool, because it's not that easy, right? It's a hard question to figure out, okay, how do I link my requirements to the tools that are available in the marketplace? I think it's one of the hardest things a developer can face. So we have a community that's called Diamond Now that we launched in March last year, and one of the directions that we're very hot on is enabling this developer community to get rid of that gap, to provide a bridge for those kinds of information and requirements that developers have. So the forums that we have are monitored by our own sort of developer evangelist guys, and they're out there putting new white papers and content on all the time. So it's a very dynamic site. The developers themselves that are on the site can vote and put feedback in. So the stickiness of a particular sample app or content is actually determined by the number of people using it and viewing it. And so it's a very developer-driven environment, and we're really hoping that it helps developers figure out those kinds of questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.